And it's Officer Vic, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. This whole thing with Toyota still appears to be a little bit fishy to me. The number of complaints they've received, something like, I don't know, what, was it just a 100 or so? Suddenly, out of nowhere. And there are people at Toyota saying, this steering thing is just absolutely silly. People inside Toyota, engineers and such, that this would suddenly be an issue. They say that, here we go. The executive in charge of quality control says the company is reviewing fewer than 100 complaints about power steering in the Corolla. Toyota sold nearly 1.3 million Corollas worldwide last year, including 300,000 in the United States, where it trailed only Camry as Toyota's most popular model. Now, suddenly, there are 100 people who've popped up and went, I think we have a little problem here.
It was easy to predict. It was easy to predict. As soon as there were allegations of a problem, people with ambulance-chasing lawyers and a get-rich-quick mentality were going to come out of the woodwork saying, oh, my God, I got my fender bent on my Corolla 2 years ago or whatever, and it's got to be the fault of the company, and I want a big payoff. That, you can see that coming a mile away.
Yeah, this whole thing, as we get down the road with it, I think we're gonna find some very interesting, relationships. Let's say the head of the National Highway Transportation Safety Board, that administration is
government.
Mm-hmm.
They're the two big domestic competitors. Oh, GM and Chrysler. GM is run by the government, and Chrysler might as well be. Come on,
yeah. So keep a sharp eye on that. Now, we had that twin-engine plane carrying three employees of electric car maker Tesla Motors. It struck a set of power lines after takeoff Wednesday and crashed into a fog-shrouded residential neighborhood. Debris all over the homes, sending residents running for safety, and killed the three people on board. And they say, okay, now why did this plane go down? The pilot was a very competent pilot. He was an instructor. The plane was in great shape, from what I understand, but there was only a 100-foot ceiling, from what I understand. Now, you drive airplanes.
Yeah.
How disoriented can you get when your inner ear is telling you one thing and a piece of equipment's telling you another?
If you're a qualified instrument pilot, that shouldn't be a problem.
Really?
I have taken off in that kind of weather myself. And you believe your instruments. You have to. You start believing the seat of your pants, you could be in a graveyard spiral and think you were flying straight and level.
Hmm.
So you have to believe your instruments. I suspect, even though the plane was said to be in good condition, something mechanical must have happened. Now, it was a Cessna 310,
That's
right?
Correct, yes.
Which is a very good airplane with a long record of reliability.
Mm-hmm.
I have flown one myself. There's one thing about, and experienced pilots should have no problem with it, but one thing about the 310 is it's kind of a squirrely airplane.
Mm.
And you get below stall speed, and I'm not stall in aviation terms doesn't mean the engine quits. It means the wing doesn't fly anymore,
right.
And it's usually a result of low speed and the wrong angle of attack. And
lift, basically.
Yeah, you lose lift. And when you lose it on the 310, my experience with it is you lose it in a hurry.
Mm.
It's got the laminar flow wing. And when it quits flying, it quits flying. But an experienced pilot should not get in that situation. So I suspect it was just one of those things where something broke.
Hmm. Well, there's somebody.
I wouldn't jump to any conclusions.
Somebody told me yesterday that if one of the engines on the 310 quits on takeoff, you've got a lot of work to do in a small period of time.
That is correct. That is correct. If you have an engine failure on takeoff, you've got a handful, but you've got that with just about any airplane.
I would think.
Any twin-engine airplane. I used to fly a Beech Baron, which is a great airplane, but you get down to low speed on one engine, it gets interesting.
Hmm.
We used to go up to like 8 or 10,000 feet and practice that. You know, shut down one engine and pretend you're taking off from, say, that altitude.
Mm-hmm.
You're at 8,000 feet and you're going to climb to 10,000 feet. You, suddenly, one engine shuts down. You make that climb very carefully and well considered. And if they lost an engine on takeoff, it would be a handful real quick.
And just one other question. Taking off with a 100-foot ceiling, you cannot see anything. It's that low, that foggy. Should you be allowed to take off in that? I mean, how dangerous is that with respect to what ought to be regulated?
Per se, it's no more dangerous than if you're getting into clouds at 2,000 feet. I mean, the principles are the same. You climb at the same rate, mm-hmm. the same rate of climb, and you watch the instruments. That's all. That's
wow,
what instrument ratings are all about. I got one my own self.
Very interesting. I'm not going to do it, but I find it interesting to hear from those who have.
Well, some people wouldn't want to do it, but I have.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, here we have a group of Democratic strategists. They've debuted the big radio ads charging that Republican gubernatorial candidate Meg Whitman is using her personal wealth to avoid traditional campaign scrutiny.
What's the point of getting rich if you can't buy power? Come on.
In a news conference yesterday, members of the Level the Playing Field 2010 group charged Meg with avoiding both tough questions from reporters and releasing information like her tax returns. Evidently, she's holding that back, according to this group. She's the former CEO of eBay. I think we all know that by now. She's spent about $20 million of her own money on the campaign so far. Now, a Rasmussen poll released Tuesday shows she's running even with the attorney general and former governor of the state. What's his name? Jerry Brown.
That's Jerry Brown on the town.
Of course, everybody knows he's going to be running. Allegedly. He hasn't announced yet.
Sure, sure.
Whitman has...
He's still driving that Plymouth, by the way.
Well, I think Linda Ronstadt's out of the picture at this point. I think we know that.
Linda, last time I saw her, she would fill up the entire picture
No. Level the playing field strategist Ace Smith, who has advised Brown on previous campaigns, said Whitman is, quote, subverting the democratic process and using her money, quote, as a shield, a barrier between her and the voters. So that's ramping up. And now we have Oakland Mayor Ron Dellums said yesterday, well, I haven't quite decided whether I'm going to seek re-election to another 4-year term. Right. Speaking to reporters at Oakland City Hall after he held a news conference to announce that Oakland is a partner in a big energy stimulus grant, I have not come to a determination if I will run. Right now I am the mayor, and my job is to run the city, says Ron Dellums. So he says he's putting that on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And now, does this sound like someone who's not going to run for anything that they would do? Here's ABC saying Evan Bayh is going to be a guest next week on The View.
In the sweet by and by, we will...
That's going to be his first live talk show appearance since announcing he won't seek. So what do you go on The View for? It's basically to pimp your political...
Exactly. Of course, he wants a national audience.
Yeah.
Why would he want a national audience?
Ding, 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 ding. Sorry, time's up. And one more. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom has filed a statement. The deadline for the California primary ballot, by the way, was yesterday. He's filed with the Secretary of State's office regarding a run for Lieutenant Governor.
Lieutenant Governor,
yes.
Really?
His spokesperson says, as Mayor Newsom has made clear, the final deadline for the decision to enter the race is not until March 12th. He'll make that final determination in the coming weeks. However,
if he's talking about it, he's going to do it.
Well, his statement said, I'm running for Lieutenant Governor. But it's, okay, I guess that's pretty clear.
Have you seen the lovely ex Mrs. Newsom on TV lately?
Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Yeah, yeah, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
I see her occasionally on Fox. I haven't seen her in the last couple of days, but I imagine she's still
looking good.
Still champion
looking
quality.
Good. I'm trying to put myself in the position of Gavin Newsom, not vis-a-vis his ex-wife, just, you know, politically. You can't run for governor from a base of being mayor of San Francisco.
No.
Because to most of the rest of the state, that makes you a political joke. Mayor of San Francisco, yuck! For governor? But, you know, you get a little time in the office of lieutenant governor.
Sure.
And develop a statewide patina of respectability, and then it might be a different story.
And that's exactly his game plan, I'm sure. Oh, and he says, I'm running for lieutenant governor because it's time for us to finally shake up Sacramento and reform state government.
Yes, lieutenant governors really get to do a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's what's all happening there with all them politician types. Out to the roadways now, brought to you by AAA. We have an accident in Napa, Highway 29, northbound after North Kelly. CHP probably wrapping up an overnight accident, which car hit a light pole out there. SIG alert. This is down Monterey County. Gonzales 101 closed in both directions north of 5th Street. So if you're heading down there, that's what's going on. And a hazard, Burlingame 280 northbound, the ramp to the rest area. Construction going on during the night. Great service, great rates. Visit your local AAA branch during February for an auto insurance quote and get a free trunk organizer and cooler. Get more. Get AAA. Officer Vic, Hot Talk, 560 KSFO.
This is Melanie Morgan, and regular listeners have been hearing about the mutual fund store on KSFO for quite some time. You know, many of us went sliding backwards during the past few years financially, and it is so very scary because many of us are getting closer to retirement. But it is reasonable to hold a financial advisor accountable. The mutual fund store provides active management and accountability. They're professionals, and I'm very glad to be working with them. The mutual fund store never charges any commissions or loads because it's fee-based. In other words, if you lose a client, you lose the fee. The mutual fund store provides ongoing advice instead of pushing product. If your investments matter to you, then you need an advisor who's accountable. If you have $50,000 of investments or $5 million, call the mutual fund store now with 3 locations in the Bay Area. The phone number is 866-970-0555. That's 866-970-0555. Or go to themutualfundstore.com.
We had the commercial there by Melanie Morgan just a couple of minutes ago, and people have asked, you know, since she bailed out on that Washington Times morning news program, which precedes us on the air, and people were asking, what's wrong with Mel? Mm-hmm. Well, she had told some of us, you know, close friends, what the problem was, but she didn't want it discussed on the air. And so we didn't. Now, the news is better. Mel had a thyroid condition, which is believed to be familial, meaning it runs in families, a thyroid condition. And there was concern that it might be cancerous and therefore might possibly be spreading and be just really bad news.
Yeah.
She has undergone extensive tests, and it apparently is not life-threatening. Sherry, you have her website up there, melaniemorgan.com. You have to scroll down a ways to find the statement that she put out. But what Sherry, give us the crux of it, the part about the condition itself.
I'm just reading from her site here, and it says, so while I will be having some surgery for the 6 nodules or tumors on my neck in the future, I won't be worried about spreading cancer cells throughout my body.
Good news.
There is the good news.
Yeah.
And people, I've gotten a lot of emails from people asking me, well, what's the deal? What's the story? That's the story. And Mel didn't want it discussed publicly, but now that she's put it up on her website and has released the information to the trade media, you know, broadcasting publications and so forth, there's the story. So she may have some surgery, but it looks like she's going to be okay. She's going to be fine like wine. And well, I got an email from her, what was it, yesterday, day before, and said she's feeling fine. But, you know, they got to go through with the rest of these procedures.
Sure. Well, if you know Melanie, I know Melanie, and if anything we know about Melanie is that if she's going up against Big C, I'm putting my money on Big M.
Yeah. She's a cutter, as we used to say.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
She is a cutter. I made a couple of notes here. I listened to the 5 o'clock network news that immediately precedes this gigantic broadcast of ours. And they're so funny. Well, bureaucrats are so funny. The 11 people who went into Dubai and killed one of the leaders of the Hamas terrorist group in his hotel room in Dubai. Can you imagine what a surprise that was? Hey, we're here to kill you. Good night. And says they apparently went into Dubai on fraudulent British passports. Well, what the hell would you expect them to do? It's assumed that they were the Mossad, the British intelligence service, and the most effective intelligence service in the world. What do you expect them to do? Show up at the airport in Dubai with Israeli passports? What is the purpose of your visit? We're here to kill a guy. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, come right
sure.
in. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, but the shock that they would use fraudulent passports. What a joke.
And this is where we are today as an intellectual society, that the news reporters putting together a news report would think that would be substantive for people.
Yes.
Why,
we're shocked they used fraudulent passports just to kill a guy.
But of
Come
course
on.
They did.
Yeah. Tiger's having his coming out party tomorrow. Isn't he Tiger Woods?
Yes. Yes.
What purpose does that serve? Now, you're a golf fan. You're a Tiger Woods fan. Were or are.
Well, I've always
His ability.
I've always been interested in the Tiger pop phenomenon.
Yeah,
and the fact that he excels at what he does.
He's inviting
a few
friends.
Yeah, so he's
inviting a few friends and friendly journalists, and not allowing any questions.
That's right.
What possible purpose does this serve?
Why do you not just make a statement, as he's done all along, on your website, saying this is what I want to say, and see you later. I don't know. I don't know why he needs.
Wait, is he afraid somebody's going to ask, "Did so and so have big hooters?" Or come on,
what about the bolt-ons on that one? But at any rate, I don't know. I'm totally puzzled by this. I don't know.
Your guest is flabbergasted.
Yes, it is, and it doesn't get flabbergasted often. But I don't understand what he's doing here.
Makes no sense to me.
And who's advising him to do this? And maybe he's not following advice. Maybe, who knows? The only thing he's doing that's smart is he's doing it on a Friday, and I hope it's going to be late Friday afternoon.
Yeah, so it gets lost in the end-of-the-day news news shuffle. Do you think he will come back as good as ever on the golf course?
No. No. I can't see him not getting all kinds of razzing and distraction. You know, there are just enough people in this world who will be on those courses and start razzing him, and he's not one to take things lightly. It's just not his temperament.
Even in the gentlemanly golf crowd, I think there's got to be some of that. You know, he's lining up a 20-foot putt.
Uh-huh.
And somebody hollers, "Hey, Tiger, show us your hoo-hoo."
Yeah, or just shout out the name of, what's her name, the
Rachel.
Yeah.
Well, she's one of them, Rachel. You could tell.
Well, you could shout out just about any name, and you'd score.
Yeah.
Sally, okay. But there's going to, you know, he just it won't be the same. It will not be the same. The game is so mental, and
It is a mental game. After you get past your initial drive on a 400-450 yard hole,
mm-hmm.
after you get past your initial drive, it's a mental game totally.
Exactly.
Anybody can make the shots after that, mm-hmm. but you know where are you going to put it?
Exactly.
I could make it and wind up in downtown Syracuse. You know.
And of course, it all happens on the putting green, and it's all very intimate there. Mm-hmm. And so many things can happen.
I can't see him ever being the same.
No.
But he did it with his own little hatchet or his own little something. Here's the job you don't want today. The job you absolutely, on this of all days, do not want.
Hmm.
And that is to be in charge of answering the email to columnist George F. Will.
Hmm. Hmm.
He writes today about Sarah Palin.
Oh, no.
Now, George Will defines the inside the Beltway media establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Conservative, well, he is the in-house conservative for the Washington Post. And, you know, think whatever you will. I think George got that bow tie a little too tight and cut off the circulation at some point. But anyway, here's what he writes today about Sarah Palin. She isn't going to be president and won't be the GOP nominee unless the party wants to lose at least 44 states.
Hmm.
The Sarah Palin fans are going to eat him alive for that. And he goes on to say, conservatives should notice that the political market is speaking clearly. The more attention Palin gets, the fewer Americans consider her presidential timber. The latest Washington Post ABC News poll.
Oh, good.
As if everybody in the world regarded that as the Sermon on the Mount. The latest poll shows that 71% of Americans, including 52% of Republicans, think she is not qualified to be president. Again, that's his own liberal newspaper's poll, Washington Post ABC News poll. And he goes through this long string of so-called populists that have tried and failed in the run for the presidency. I guarantee you, the Sarah Palin fans ain't going to buy it. So you don't want the job of answering George F. Will's email today. No siree, Bob. And who is Bob, by the way?
It's a whole bubble talk there. Washington bubble talk.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what side of the aisle.
Inside the Beltway stuff.
George Will.
Mm-hmm.
Check my bow tie.
Anybody ever see George smile? I've talked to him face-to-face a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the man smile.
No.
And I want to say, come on, George. Smile, mm-hmm. though your heart is aching. Mm-hmm. Doesn't do
anything. Charlie Chaplin song.
Yes. Welcome to another 4 hours of chills, thrills, and endless excitement on the KSFO morning program. And if you don't have a good time, well, it's just your own fault, that's all. Bay Area weather today, partly cloudy, patches of dense morning fog, highs in the 60s. Tomorrow looks like showers, a little bit cooler. In sports, our poster girl for the Olympics, the skier,
mm-hmm.
what's it, Lindsey Vonn.
Vonn.
She won the big women's downhill.
Wow.
And she may take home, you know, a medal for each finger, but she won the gold. We're up to 14 medals mm-hmm. total. U.S. 14 and six of them are, is it five? Five or six are gold.
It says half of them are gold from the story I'm looking at.
Out of 14.
Yeah. The Olympic team came into the day high expectations, surpassed the lofty goals, marking their best day ever in Winter Games history with six medals, half of them gold. So, so the take for the day was six and half
well,
of
I'm
them
just
gold.
Depressed. I mean, she is killer gorgeous, by the way. Mm-hmm. She is the poster girl.
Lindsey Vonn.
Yes.
And but, she had that shin problem. She injured her shin, and she went through endless drills and exercises and practice runs with the damn shin, you know, barking at her.
It takes determination. Man, I'll tell you, to win these things. But I'm heartbroken because our curling teams lost, both the men and the women. So
I know, and you did
ruin the whole thing for
me. You'd invested a lot of emotion in that. I know.
Yes, I certainly had. I certainly had. Well, we got to get to Big Buck here shortly. In the meantime, talk to us about the traffic sitch.
All right. And this particular sitch is brought to you by IHOP. And we moved to Boulder Creek here. Let's all move to Boulder Creek. It's a small place and lovely.
It's lovely.
Highway 9 roadway reduced to one lane south of Highway 236 for the construction of a slope repair wall, they call it. One-way traffic control in effect Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. That's when they do the work. Richmond Parkway at Hensley Street, disabled vehicle there. And as far as any of the bridges go, we've 8 great Bay Area bridges. A little foggage this morning, but no real problems other than that. You'll flip for free pancakes at IHOP's National Pancake Day celebration. Get a free short stack of IHOP's buttermilk pancakes only on Tuesday, February 23rd. All donations benefit local charities. And it's OV, Hot Talk, 560 KSFO.
Oh, Bucky, how are you this morning?
Hi, matey.
Pirate Day?
Let's see. Was this Thursday? Nope. I don't think it's Pirate Day.
But wait a minute. Somebody's got to pay for this whole debacle. So here it is. Big Buck is brung to you by the business team at Chase, where you get the security of free. Please proceed as if I had never interrupted.
Man, saw this lady in all black in the company cafeteria just a moment ago.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. She was just...
Women in black really get you fired up, huh?
Oh, man.
That's why he hangs around funerals, checking out the widows.
Oh, man. You know, I'll tell you, just made me want to swallow my chewing tobacco.
Man.
Anyway.
Well, when she finds out you chew tobacco, you know that she's going to say, there's the guy for me right
there.
There's
a real man. You're right. Okay.
I spell M.
Let's see. All right. Just had to throw that in. Why? Well, I don't know. It's, you know, it's Thursday. Anyway, the stock futures, they're, is good enough reason, they're deteriorating a bit. We have the S&P down 5, the NASDAQ futures down 3, the Dow futures off 39. London shares, though, up 0.5%, and Tokyo closed up a fraction. Inflation at the wholesale level rose by more than expected in January. That's on the back of higher energy costs, but they tell us, the government, that price increases in other areas, other sectors of the economy, remain contained. Okay. There were more people at the unemployment office last week. The number of people filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose by 31,000. Didn't see that one coming, did you? More headaches for Toyota. Why not? The Japanese automaker and U.S. regulators are looking into possible steering problems in the company's popular Corolla compact.
Right. Yeah, sure.
We discussed that whole
all for the benefit of
yesterday.
Government Motors too.
Walmart, well, Government Motors is smiling, I suppose.
Reports today of hundreds of ashtray problems in Toyotas.
That's right.
And headlight problems.
Walmart reported a higher quarterly profit, but said sales at its U.S. stores fell during the holiday quarter. It also forecast earnings for the current quarter that could miss Wall Street estimates. Walmart, part of the Dow average. Might want to put that on the old radar screen. Have a funny feeling there'll be some action on that when the market opens up. Once again, the stock futures are lower. I'm Buck McQuillan at the Wall Street Journal on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're waking up with Lee Rogers on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Make that the Honorable Lee Rogers, if you don't mind. I just clicked over to the sports section there on AP, and here it is. Hits me right in the eyes, and I'm just heartbroken. The U.S. curlers, the women are 0-2 in the Olympics, and the men are 0-3. And I'm very depressed about that. When I first heard of curling as a sport, I thought it was some kind of competition for hairdressers. I was misinformed.
Quick, get me the orange juice cans.
Yeah, right, OV. What else do we have for the early commute crowd?
Oh, well, let's see here. I know what you're thinking. Were there just 6 freeways or just 5? Well, in all this confusion.
Well, let's see here. Bay Bridge, the metering lights off, visibility limited because of heavy fog on that span, also fog on the Golden Gate Bridge. They're saying fog advisory in effect for most of the Bay Area bridges. Well, we've got 8 of them. We'll count on 8 bridges being fogged in here this morning. Richmond Parkway at Hensley Street, disabled vehicle there. And we've got out at Moss Beach, out there, Highway 1, southbound at Etheldor. It's aluminum cans spilled all over the roadway. Somebody preparing for the curling, evidently. See the best in live stand-up comedy at the downtown San Jose Improv. Don't miss Chappelle's show. Chappelle shows Charlie Murphy all this weekend. For more information, improv.com or 408-280-7475. Officer Vic, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Lee Rogers on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's 13 minutes before 6 o'clock, Bay Area weather today. Partly cloudy, patches of dense morning fog, highs in the 60s. Tomorrow, showers likely, and a little cooler. I'm going to give you a perfect example of the kind of thinking that guides liberal elitism and why more and more Americans have come to just despise them. Bill Maher, alleged comedian, with poor old Larry King last night.
Well, there's a combination.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a pair to draw to. And they were talking about why Barack Obama is apparently backing off on the idea of having the trial for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his buddies who planned 9/11 in New York. It was a stupid idea from the beginning. A child would have known better. And apparently, finally, the heat has gotten so intensive, they're thinking, well, maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe we ought to have it down at Gitmo. And by the way, maybe we shouldn't close the prison at Guantanamo Bay after all. Anyway, they're talking about this. And now here's that liberal elitist attitude coming through from alleged comedian Bill Maher.
Americans don't really care what position you take. Just stick with one. Just be strong. They're not bright enough to really understand the issues, but like an animal, they can sort of sense strength or weakness. They can smell it on you. So when you back off a situation like that, you just look weak.
Play it again.
My God.
I want everybody to hear that. They're not bright enough to really understand the issues. Is it clear enough?
Perfect.
Liberals think you're stupid.
Americans don't really care what position you take. Just stick with one. Just be strong. They're not bright enough to really understand the issues, but like an animal, they can sort of sense strength or weakness. They can smell it on you. So when you back off a situation like that, you just look weak.
In other words, you're saying, go ahead, even though the public is overwhelmingly against it and knows it's idiotic, go ahead and have the trial in New York anyway. That's liberal elitist mentality in full flower right there.
Jeez.
They can smell it on you.
Yeah, they're like animals. Uh-huh. That's what liberals really think of you. And for their own, as far as their own followers are concerned, oh, they're absolutely right. Well, the good news is the story out of the Olympics, Lindsey Vonn, she did win gold in the women's downhill at the Winter Games, and she had a pretty predictable reaction.
There's so much happiness and so much emotion, so much relief, you know, knowing that I've finally done it after working my entire life, essentially, to get here.
Believe me, that is what most Olympic athletes do. Their entire lives are focused on that moment at the Olympic Games. I mean, they work and work and work, and that's what it's all about. And in some events, you know, it comes down to a matter of seconds, and that's it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't get a second shot at it. I remember, talk about focus. I was at the Innsbruck Winter Olympics. I was working there when Eric Heiden set
speed
the record
skater.
For all the speed skating records.
Yeah.
In fact, I came down with the flu during the Olympics, and his father, who's a doctor, took care of me.
Huh.
Eric is now a doctor.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. Yeah, he's now a doctor. But you see the intensity of the focus these kids put on their sport trying to get ready for the Olympics. It's almost frightening. It really is. Let's see. Well, we'll hold the other thing for a minute. It's 8 minutes before six. It's Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Lee Rogers on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We'll hear from that good old Limbaugh boy from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, here in just a couple of minutes. OV, can you do the, unassisted by instrumentation, can you do the Twilight Zone sound? That's good enough. That's good enough. I'm very impressed. Save it for just a moment here.
All right.
We have a place for it. This kind of thing that I'm about to relate happens just often enough that it makes you think those folks way back centuries ago had the right idea when they wanted a bell above their grave with a string connected to it running down into the coffin.
Yes.
So that if they woke up, they could, you know, ring the bell and theoretically somebody would dig them up. Depends on what kind of relatives you've got, I guess.
Yes.
Some of mine I'd wonder about. Anyway, this actually happened in Cali, Colombia. Funeral home workers, it says here in the news report, got the shock of a lifetime when an apparently dead 45-year-old woman suddenly started breathing and moving as they were preparing her to be buried. She had been declared clinically dead at a medical facility where a doctor said she had no blood pressure, no heart rate, so the medical staff signed the woman's death certificate. Her body was transferred to a funeral home to be prepared for burial, and then, just as they were ready to inject the formaldehyde, she suddenly began breathing again. And there's today's visit to the Twilight Zone. Perfect finish to that story. And it makes you wonder about this whole, you know, embalming thing and all that. And you wake up and you say, my God, I'm dead. What else do we have for the commute crowd before we get to Mr. Limbaugh?
Yes. Cremation. There's no turning back. Sig alert. This is Gonzales down there, Monterey County, Highway 101 closed both directions near 5th Street. It's an overturned big rig gas tanker spilling gas and all that goes with it there in that location. So if you're heading south on 101 down to Monterey County, you expect trouble.
Trouble, trouble. Foggage on all of the 8 Bay Area bridges and 580 Livermore westbound. The ramp to Livermore Avenue, we've got a conked out car right there. And this is brought to you by ESET Nod 32 Antivirus, makers of ESET Smart Security. Block hackers, zap viruses, and trash spam. Get fast again at ESET.com. That's ESET.com. And it's Officer Vic, OFFI, never mind. Hot Talk 560 KSS, you know.
Central Falls High School in Rhode Island, a bottom-tier performer. 50% of the students are failing all of their classes. Only 7% of its 11th graders are proficient in math. Less than half of them graduate. So last month, the Education Commissioner ordered the district to improve graduation rates and test scores. Plan A, transform the school by adding 25 minutes of class time every day. Additionally, teachers would face more rigorous evaluations, attend after-school planning meetings, tutor the students more, in other words, teach them, and complete 2 weeks of training during summer months. If Plan A wasn't implemented, there was a Plan B. The entire school staff would be canned. Well, enter the Central Falls Teachers Union, rejecting the conditions laid out in Plan A to transform the school's performance, especially since extra pay was not on the table. The union told a school district to flake off. So the superintendent is going with Plan B. Soon, all 74 Central Falls High School teachers will be given termination notices. The union is vowing to fight the terminations, but parents are unsympathetic, especially given the average teacher's salary, $72,000 to $78,000 a year in a town where the median income is $22,000. Parents are also blaming the kids for being lazy. As for the lazy kids, they're dumbfounded by all this. See, in normal life, this happens every day. Underperformers are challenged to produce or shown the door, and they don't demand pay raises to shape up. Something remarkable has happened in Central Falls, Rhode Island. It's called accountability. It is long overdue.
Rush is coming up at 9 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Hot Talk 560 KSFO. San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.